You ask me why you never see me rocking out a hat. Oh, I see what you're implying. No hat would ever fit me because my head is fat.
I think every theme song ends with just Brett laughing at this point.
I know.
I find them all funny.
Welcome to episode 9 or 10, depending on how you look at it, right?
It's 9, but it's the 10th episode we've done.
Oh, by the way.
Talking about go ahead.
The theme song.
Does Margaret really have a hat thing?
Reminds me of the fact that I posted a post on Google Plus about what we should call our fans.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the suggestions was the fatheads.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Why fatheads?
I don't know, but it was pretty funny. That's what exactly. Why fatheads, Mario?
Well, fathead is a thing.
Someone's implying you have a fat head.
Well, they're right. I have a fat head because I have a lot of things in my brain.
Wow. What kinds
of things?
If
you have a small head, it means you have no brain.
That's one way to look at it.
Wow. It's the best way to look at it because it's the way it is. If you have a big head, it means you have a lot of things to
Didn't you once say on this think. Same podcast that your head was full of fat?
That was a long time ago.
Probably. I'm sure he also said it's
now
perfect.
Now that fat became knowledge.
Things have changed. Is that how it
it's
works?
It's full of knowledge.
Mario's
that's why my
head is
fat.
Like a clam, and it turned the fat into a pearl.
Exactly.
Of wisdom.
Wow. That's, wow. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
He's making me smarter.
I tried to explain that like since I was born. But
we finally understand.
Yeah. So does Mario have a thing about not wearing hats? Or did you just kind of...
I never wear hats.
He never wears
in general,
hats.
Yeah.
Is there a... You have an issue with
it? He ruins my hair.
Oh, okay.
So it's not about his fat head
no,
issue.
Absolutely not.
It's not a fat head thing.
Just... It's more of a vanity thing.
Of course.
Yeah.
A vanity problem.
So, we haven't done this in a while.
It's true. We apologize, sort of.
Part of it, I think, is... well, first of all, Mike went to San Francisco.
I did.
So... I don't know if Mario believes us, but people have been asking me and Mike when we're going to start again.
It's true.
And thanks to you fans, fatheads.
No, I like...
Weren't there other suggestions?
Yeah, I suggested besties. I like that one.
Yeah, wow.
Where was that from?
In fact, you might see later on in the episode that someone actually already started using that one.
Sounds like kind of like an ABC Family teen drama. Besties.
Right after cereal? Secret Life of a... What is it? Secret
yeah.
Life of a... American, what is it?
Teenager?
Something like that. Anyways.
I don't watch TV.
Yes, you do. You just watch Titanic and
I do not.
Soap operas. He watches like, what is it, what are those shows?
Do you even know me?
He watches Housewives of Orange County and things
yeah.
like that.
Not really.
Jersey?
New Jersey is my favorite.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
See, Brad knows me
I had
more.
The wrong county. I had the wrong state.
Yeah.
So forgive me. I'm sorry, Mario.
Never forgive.
Reevaluate.
Hmm.
Never forgive, reevaluate. Right, Mario?
Exactly.
That's another shirt.
I have to reevaluate with Mario, though, because Mario's fallen into this habit of not responding to any of my text messages.
No.
Yeah. And I've talked to him about this.
We talked about this, and I was right. Did any of your texts...
Of course.
Did any of your...
Let's just get that out of the way
did
first.
Any of your texts end with a question mark?
That's his thing.
Yes
so
or
he
no?
Says, he says...
Did any of your texts end with a question mark?
Counting the last
Brett?
Two that I sent you yesterday?
No, last two. Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I know
then,
what
we'll get to
about.
Those then. Then we'll get to those. Okay, so the first four...
You sent me four text messages.
They didn't end.
I did not ignore, and I have another reason for that. But they just didn't. Answer my question. Did they end it with a question mark?
No. No question mark.
Why do I have to answer?
Okay, so the first one was, oh, Mario, I miss you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You just ignored it?
And ignored it, right?
I did not ignore it.
Not in the form of a question. So he thought, like,
you
Mario...
Next time you say, Mario, I miss you?
Yeah. Mario, do I?
Go
so
ahead.
Then, so that was his excuse for the first four, even though it did.
Well,
start
the first
with,
message was not "I miss you."
It was Mario.
He started with "I miss you," but then there was something else in the text.
Oh, okay,
I miss you.
It was just a random "I miss you." Otherwise, I would have said something.
Well,
you should start.
So, here are all the parameters for Mario to respond to a text message. If you say "I miss you," it has to come at the end.
Exactly.
Or if you write anything else, it has to end with a question mark.
So you just put question marks at the end of things that aren't questions.
No, I did. So starting
if you just
yesterday,
send me a message,
like, Mario,
to...
you looked good today?
Yeah.
And then you have to respond.
I mean, if you tell me you look good today, why do you need me to answer? What do you want me to say?
Well, for one, I would never tell you that.
Because we're friends.
What do you want me to say back?
Thank you.
I miss you too.
Right, or that, something like that.
If it ended, would I miss you? I would have. It did not end it, would I miss
what
you?
What did it end
I didn't know the rules. I didn't follow the procedure.
Did it end with an insult or something?
No.
Mario, you read?
Like, I miss you, fathead.
I read them. I got the knowledge of the text message, and that's it. That's not ignoring.
He stored it away.
Yeah. Ignoring means you don't even
read them. He's like a computer. Remember we talked about Mario overheating? There's no query involved, so he didn't respond. you just data input.
No, so this proves that Mario should come with a manual. Mm-hmm. Like, there's got to be a manual that goes along with him.
It would be inunderstandable.
Of course it would. But it would be something.
Somebody left me 5 voicemails. What do you want me to do? Call you back after a voicemail? I know what you're saying. Got the message. Done.
Remember the conversation we had about Instagram? This reminds me of that. Because Mario's like, he'll see a picture, and don't think for a second that he ignores your picture. He just doesn't like it.
So I just scroll over it. I find I'm interested, and I move it along.
What did you respond when I told you there was a bunch of French kids on the train? I don't remember.
I answered that one.
You did. You did. Sure. Look, no question mark. I said, Mario, a bunch of French kids on the train right now. You'd hate it. Sounds like duh. And then I don't have your response.
Now Mario's checking his phone. You're setting up a chain reaction.
I know. What did he respond?
I'm trying to look for that.
Oh.
I got one of my favorite texts from Mario was the other day.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like duh. And he says, tell them je déteste la France. In French.
So when I was in San
Francisco... Wait. Go ahead.
So
Mario has the funniest look on his face right now.
All right.
I don't even know how to describe it. It was like a 10-year-old kid who just found a jar of cookies or something and wasn't supposed to.
Cause I was drinking and it's not allowed here.
Okay. Okay.
So recently I was in California, as you guys know, as I mentioned. And when I was there, I had the opportunity to visit a couple of our really hardcore fans out there. We have a pretty large fan base out in California.
You even said that with a straight face.
Yeah, no, I didn't. And it was illuminating to see what people think of us, you know, from the other side of the country. Mm-hmm. That people listen to our podcast and they think about us.
That right there is shocking.
Well, that's a good question, Mark, because I actually have... I have sort of an interview that I conducted with them.
Are you serious?
No way.
And I'm going to play it for you guys. Yeah. And, you know, before I play it, I want to, you know, just say that this interview is completely, you know, in its original format. Mm-hmm. And I didn't change or cut anything at all.
Okay.
Are there bad words we have to beep?
No. So I just want you to hear what they had to say.
Okay.
Their names, these are two fans in particular that I interviewed, and their names are Janelle and Bobby.
Okay.
So
why did you put that disclaimer before?
Oh, well, let me play it for you and you'll see.
First, I'd like to ask Bobby, as an outsider who's never met Brett and Mario, what's your opinion of them?
I don't know. I don't really know how to explain my perception of them. I don't know.
Thank you, Bobby, for that extremely insightful response. Next, I'd like to ask Janelle the same question. What do you think of Brett and Mario as someone who does know them? Let's start with Mario.
Mario? Ridiculous. He's a ridiculous person.
And Brett?
Brett is surprisingly completely ridiculous.
Actually, I'm not surprised you'd say that. Now, just out of curiosity, what do you think of me? I've heard it said that I'm the funniest and the best looking.
Mikey, you're awesome.
Well, I think that really says it all. Any further remarks about the podcast?
It's pretty amazing, I'm not going to lie. I could not imagine that any female over 65 would not be tuning into your podcast.
I agree. And Janelle?
I don't care about the stupid queen.
How dare you, Janelle? How dare you?
That's it.
Reevaluated. Instant reevaluation.
I would never evaluate Janelle, but she could never dare that.
As you guys could tell, that was completely...
Yeah, Mike, that was original format. Huh?
Yeah. It's amazing that they were able to be so concise.
Yeah.
Like, just...
Yeah, and like, it's weird, too, that my voice, you know, there was, like, a different background noise than
I know. Yeah. We had a better microphone.
Well, of course, that's what it was.
That's what you do to me and Mario.
He was trying to copy the interview that we had with Brianna a long time
ago. I always give Mario the best microphone.
That's right.
You know, Brett?
He got burnt.
He failed.
Yeah.
He got burnt.
He got roasted.
Yeah. But
he got roasted bad.
You know what, though? This is actually unexpected, because I did that... I actually did the
prepared clips that you edited.
No, completely
unexpected.
So I actually did interview them while I was out there, and it was rough. It was pretty rough. The sound was terrible and everything, so I just made a joke out of it.
That's unacceptable.
How hurt are they going to be now?
Listen, hold on.
Uh-huh, okay.
This morning, I got
you in the face.
This morning, Mario Knows Best, I should say, got an email from Bobby saying that they had actually re-recorded their own version of this with like a real question, answer, and responses.
Really?
And wanted, yeah.
Do you have that?
So I'm going to play that one now because they sent us a real one. I did edit it, just like I edited out certain little parts, but it's I didn't, you know, mess with it like I did the other one.
By the way, I gotta say though that Janelle laughs at your question was awesome.
Yeah, but except she wasn't laughing at that question. It was totally unrelated.
I'm sure she was for real.
Yeah, I think she was too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
you make it look like it was a pretend.
That's how I'd respond.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play the real one that they sent me this morning that actually was conducted by them and I had nothing to do with.
Va bene.
Okay. Miss you, Janelle and Bob.
Okay, so it's Janelle. Hi. I thought it would be kind of cool to get Bobby's opinion, since he is like a listener that
avid listener
that has never met two out of the three people who are in the podcast. So I've prepared some questions. Bobby, from the podcast, what is your impression of what Mario's appearance is like in person?
Yes, because I seriously cannot wait to meet Mario. I'm expecting nothing like a beached whale, but definitely maybe like a baby elephant. Like a purple baby elephant.
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. Is Layla a real person?
Absolutely not. No, she's definitely created on a computer. I mean, obviously she has, you know, musical talent. Who else has musical talent? Mike. So Mike has created this fake person so that he can just get better ratings, I think, or more listeners for the podcast.
Yeah, you might have a point there, actually.
And fake dates that he goes on lunch dates with. Oh. So then I have a question for you, Janelle.
Okay.
So being that you sort of know these people who have put together this podcast, do you think it's a fair representation of them and of your time there in Boston in general?
Yeah, I think that Mario is very well represented. He is exactly what he sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah. He is ridiculous, pretty much. Mike? I don't know. This whole sexy voice thing? I never actually heard the sexy voice when I lived there. Mm. And then all of a sudden he gets on the radio and he's Barry White.
Oh.
So that is completely inaccurate. Brett, on the other hand, I don't know. Brett kind of intrigues me because here's the thing. Okay, Mike picks on Mario. Brett picks on Mario. And then everyone picks on Mike. Nobody picks on Brett.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know how he does that. It's like he's under the radar. He's like a little secret ninja.
Yes.
So I would like to know how that happens, Brett. I want to know your tricks.
Mm-hmm. Mike is the only one who has come out to California.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but Mike's pretty awesome. I mean, he came all the way out here and specifically came down just to visit the fan base that he has built here in California.
Yes, that is a fact.
So, good job, Mike, for that. You earned yourself a lot of points there from the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Two of them.
I cannot wait until the return.
Yes.
Of Mario Knows Best. You've definitely got some besties out here. Is that mm-hmm. is that the thing though?
Yeah, something like that. The besties or the
MKB. Oh. Alrighty. Yep. Bobby and Janelle signing out.
Out.
So that was it.
That was awesome.
You know, Mike, you did a really good job cutting together that thing where he said how awesome you were. Because it really sounded like he was saying that.
No, he did say that. I didn't even ask them.
It didn't
say
even
that.
Sound cut. I don't know how you did.
It sounded like almost real.
It must have taken him hours to get that together.
You know what, Brett? You got a weird face. Mario, yeah. Come on, jump on the bandwagon with me. We got to make fun of Brett a little bit here.
This doesn't work.
What's up with your glasses? They're like, can you not see normally without them? Because your eyes are bad.
He's failing.
It's like Janelle said. You just can't do it.
What's up with that?
You just can't.
Janelle, I can't tell you the secret, though.
Mario's not helping
Brett, me.
If the secret got into the wrong hands, it could be used for evil. Like Mario. Like if Mario found out the secret of deflection and how not to be picked on. Like we wouldn't even have a podcast anymore.
Why would you even need that skill if you weren't so lame that people would pick on you, Brett?
Right.
Because Brett can't, because he's the father of Layla.
So nondescript.
You're the father of something that is awesome. You can never.
That's right.
I think we established Layla's not real.
She's not real, though, apparently. She's a figment of.
Well, you're the father of something that is not real.
Yeah.
Well, you're the creator of this fakeness.
Like Dr. Seuss.
I'm not that.
You're this podcast's Dr. Seuss.
You followed that, right, Nick? So we actually have a live studio audience now.
Right. Nick and Brittany here.
You guys may remember Nick from our acclaimed episode.
It was actually a pretty good episode.
Something that starts with F. It was 4 or 5. Right? I don't know.
It was the episode of Mario got queezed.
What? He got queezed.
It's not the right way.
Yeah.
It's not the right way to say it.
Quizzed.
Oh, I did not know what you were saying.
What did I say?
Queezed, but, you know.
Whatever.
Like, that's a mix between, like, queasy. Yeah, I was queezed. I don't know.
So last week, I have to say, aside from, so we have fans in San Francisco, and I can tell you guys we have fans in Long Island, and because we were there last week.
Well, just hold on, just to clarify, Bobby and Janelle are not actually in San Francisco, they're in like Central California.
And I gotta say that my ex-supervisor confessed to me that she's a listener.
Wow.
So we're like pulling together.
We have all these secret listeners.
Like, okay, we're up to like 6 people. There's this one. If you can remember everybody and count them on one hand, it's probably not good.
No,
I do have a but everybody in Long Island was very supportive, and we appreciate that,
like,
don't we, guys?
Like people, the way people are supportive of someone's dreams, they'll never be.
Yeah, they're like, reach. Yeah, you keep
trying,
you keep going.
One day you'll get there.
It's good to have something to shoot for.
It's good to have a hobby as they pat you on the head.
It's good for your atteggiamento. How do you say that?
Attitude.
For your
morale.
For your morale. Your
morale. What kind of word is that?
French.
Awful. Oh, we got more people now.
We have more live studio audience now.
You guys, we actually get a pretty big studio audience when we applause.
Oh, we have some more friends in here, Brian and Lisa.
Oh, they could probably appreciate this though, because I was about to complain about that. The one pet peeve I have about Long Island is that they think that, well, I think this is all New Yorkers think that we say Boston funny, but they don't realize we don't have an accent with the word Boston. They say Boston or Baston, right? Yeah, Nick's got it right. Nick, you want to... Okay, nah.
Well, what beer did you bring today, Nick?
What?
Green Monster.
Green Monster.
Green Monster. Yeah, now see that, right?
It's M-O-N-S-T-A.
Way to ruin it, Nick. Way to ruin
Monster.
It.
Monster.
But you know what's great about Long Island is the drink that's named after Long Island.
The Long Island iced tea? I had one of those, but it was blue. It's a blue Long Island iced tea.
Imposter.
It was really good, though.
Was it in Long Island?
We were trying to convince people that it was Windex.
Because you get it.
So, yeah, no, we did. So we got a bottle.
Well, you know, I think Mike will like that because he likes Listerine, so.
root beer does not taste like Listerine.
Mario thinks root beer tastes like Listerine.
Root beer and Listerine is exactly the same. You just like, change the label, it's the same thing.
Nope.
You can mouthwash it with the root beer, it's the same result of Listerine.
Really?
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Nope. I don't like root beer, but I also don't.
But
did
I do
you
like
ever try Listerine?
Yes.
Don't try root beer.
What are you saying? I have bad breath? Have you ever drank Listerine, like a bottle at a time?
That tastes exactly like root beer.
No. We stock root beer just for Mike.
I don't know what root beer Mario's drinking.
I don't drink it. That's the
probably
point.
Some weird Italian root beer.
Is it made by Scope?
It's probably Italian root beer.
It's made by Crest.
Ruta birra. What do they call it, Mario?
We don't have it because it's so disgusting that it's not allowed in my country.
It's a countrywide decision.
Yeah.
Root beer is banned
disgusting.
In Italy.
No. Like, we don't have cream soda, cherry soda. What the heck is all that thing? This shouldn't be allowed.
That's why America's fat.
That's right. That's why we're fat.
Yeah. We just have Coke.
When I was in Italy, they didn't even like diet soda.
Orange, that's it.
It was like, oh, it's not real. It's fake.
That's chemicals. True, though.
But then what is soda? Soda's fake in the first place. Diet Coke?
Yeah.
No, they didn't call it diet.
They called it Slender Coke?
Slender.
No, I think they call it diet.
Brian doesn't think they call it Diet Coke.
It's probably because people like Mario got offended when they were offered Diet Coke, and so they stopped serving it in Italy.
Yeah, go outside. Wait,
are you telling me that I should diet because I'm drinking a Coke?
Exactly. That's what you said.
Right.
That's what all the, you know...
Coca-Cola Light.
Coca-Cola Light?
Light.
Coca-Cola Light.
Is that some sensitive Italian way to say it, Mario?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you questioning?
No, diets. Just curious. I just want confirmation.
Right, because we don't believe in diet.
You don't believe in diet.
They don't believe exactly. in any diet.
Also, because Italian bodies are okay. perfect. They don't need to diet.
Italians,
they just
right?
need to go light.
Just to prove that Italians' answer to everything is more food. Like, so yesterday, a couple of people were talking about cleansing. These are like cleansing diets, right? And it's like, oh,
we don't know what a cleanse is.
In Italy. There you go. Right? That's probably like 50% of Italians answer that way. I don't know what a cleanse is. The other half apparently say, oh, we cleanse with food.
Okay.
So don't ask me how this works, but
you
an
just
Italian
need
cleanse,
more pasta.
You eat just like beef. No, you eat like meat and vegetables. And that's a cleanse for...
As opposed to like eating...
You could do like a week of pineapple, whatever. That's a cleanse.
Sounds like a diet, right? To it's me, not a diet. Cleanse, it's a cleanse is you don't eat. No, but for Italians, even like cleansing
can't
is
you do
eating.
Like a week of just fruit and that's like a cleanse? Because you're not eating any, like, solid food, like,
I just
intense
mean, like,
food.
Just eating meat and vegetables, to me, sounds like what a normal person should eat all the time.
Right?
Right, but I'm just saying, like...
That's an Italian fast, Brittany.
They only eat from nine of the 10 food groups.
Right, cleansing. Right. That's a fast.
Cleanse out of my
that's
system.
That's a cleanse. No, a fast would be, like, you only eat, like, rice balls.
We don't make rice balls.
Arancini.
Exactly.
Do they make those in Italy? Do they not make those in Italy, Mario?
We do, but we don't make rice balls.
Okay, that's what they are. That's exactly. What are arancini? Balls of what?
Of riso. Not of rice.
Mario's cousin-in-law. Is that a thing?
Your cousin-in-law. Who's my cousin-in-law?
Felicia.
Oh.
She made these chocolate
I just call her cousin.
Balls. Those things she made today were so good.
They
listen, right?
She's amazing.
Felicia, those were awesome. You have to make those like once a month.
I almost went into a diabetic coma, but it was delicious.
I told her the same thing. Use the same term.
I should take it for my sugar mamas.
What?
You're what?
Remember my old ladies that have diabetes?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember this.
Oh, you know the story.
I don't.
There's some concern from our listeners here.
This does not sound like something we should omit from the podcast, Mario.
Ooh, Brett's editing this week.
Mario's sugar mamas? Mario's sugar mamas? I don't know this. I really don't. I'm not even kidding.
You know how he's going to marry an old lady who's on her deathbed with diabetes so that he gets all the money.
So I can feed her Nutella all the time.
It sounds like a really solid plan.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Really?
Somebody already did it? Maybe I just assumed
somebody.
You were going to
do it. I think a lot of people have done that.
It's already been copyrighted and trademarked.
I might have just assumed you were going to do that.
All along.
Oh, thank you, Brett.
And then he's going to Idaho. Idaho.
With his fortune. Okay, can we close with a Napolitan lesson, Mario?
No, I don't have nothing.
Why? Come on.
Yeah, well,
I can tell you that yes, I invented a word in English.
What was it?
The word. Can we say it?
Say it.
Yeah, it's not an offensive word.
We were talking about being promiscuous.
Oh.
About jobs. Okay, sounds bad.
I don't know why we were talking about this.
Okay, we were talking about some jobs that the environment they are, they can bring you to a promiscuous environment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like working in an airport, hotels, restaurants, whatever.
Okay.
And I was talking about all the promiscuosity going around. And somebody pointed out Mario promiscuosity is not a word. I think it sounds so good that we should start using it.
I think it's better than the original. Yeah.
Promiscuosity sounds bad. You don't want to be promiscuous.
It does sound bad. It sounds incorrect.
Yeah.
Say it again, Mario.
Promiscuosity?
Say it the way you... No, yeah, but you said it better. You
put like emphasis on the squaw.
Promiscuosity. You like that?
The face that went with it was pretty good, too. But
what kind of face
sorry,
do I have?
Everybody.
It's a perfect face.
You're never going to know. Imagine a perfect face.
It was the perfect face.
Saying promiscuosity.
Promiscuosity. Anyway...
On this note, we're not talking about food this time.
Well, no, we didn't.
Well, no, we're not going to talk, leaving them. We're not going to close the podcast talking about where we're going to eat.
Right.
Yeah, but did you know Brian brought octopus?
It did?
Well, I don't know. He was going to.
Well, the last text of possible scenarios was turkey breast or maybe some octopus.
Turkey breast and octopus is the same thing.
Really?
It tastes exactly the same.
You really think that? You don't really think that, Mario.
I do want to say, I was starting to say this earlier.
And then we interrupted you?
As usual, I got interrupted. That,
hold on.
Brett's face is stupid.
Brett's face is limited. It's not stupid.
That's right.
Your
face is limited, Brett.
Mario, spoiler.
No, but I did want to say, actually, about our
oh, there you go. That's
possibilities. Our possibilities for, you know, our fan base names. I think it's important that the fans choose.
What's a fan base, anyways?
Like the people that listen to us.
Yeah, like
you know. Yeah, but you have to have a base.
Have you?
No, it means that's like your.
That's just what they call it. It's not like a
how do you
an actual
that?
Like building where all our fans live together, like right. a commune.
Fan base.
So wait, like, you want to do a name base, but somebody's in California, somebody's in here?
No. A fan base just means all of your fans together as one is considered your fan base, like the people.
Like collectively.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to give a name to that?
Your fan collective.
Like, isn't already exactly. fan base a name?
No, that's a generic name.
Like, everybody has a fan base.
Like the band the Grateful Dead used to have the Deadheads was their fans. That's what they called. So right. like, oh, you're a Deadhead. I'm a Deadhead too. Like,
oh, like the Lady Gaga thing, whatever. The Little Monsters, the thing all the fans
perfect.
Are calling.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. exactly.
Wait,
good
what
example.
Is it?
Okay.
Apparently they're called Little Monsters.
Aren't they? Something like that? I don't know if they're...
Who's called Little Monsters?
Fans of Lady Gaga, apparently.
Really?
I did not know that.
I think so. I'm not 100% sure, but I know they have a name.
So exactly.
Okay.
So far we have
that in Italian too, but I don't know the name.
So as I mentioned earlier, the Fatheads were mentioned.
Yeah, that was a suggestion.
Potato Heads.
Fatheads sounds pretty good because they're all smart. So.
Wait, isn't that already?
Fatheads? I don't know.
No, Fatheads are so Fatheads. Fathead is a thing. Yeah, there's like these things you stick on your wall. Picture like a giant sticker, but that goes on your wall, and it's like. Like they have them of like football players.
Can we do it with my face?
Oh yeah.
They have commercials.
Can we do it with my face?
We should do a Mario Fathead. Awesome.
That would be funny.
That would be really good.
I don't know if that sounds offensive though.
No, that's a thing already right. though. We didn't make it up, so we don't have to worry about it.
The other option was the Potato Heads.
Potato heads is pretty good.
Or
the can third we put
option,
the Queen in this?
Which was actually mentioned earlier was the Besties. We're just Besties.
Is this the one you made up, Mike?
Well, I made up Potato Head and Besties.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, and then Kathy made up two options. The Fatheads.
Fatheads, yeah.
Right?
But I like Besties because it means that we're friends.
Nick, do you want to be a Potato Head?
We definitely
want to be a
wanna...
Potato Head. How about a Sweet Potato Head?
Sweet Potato Heads?
That's a lot to say, though.
It is. Just I do potato like heads. It, though.
We definitely shouldn't call people like Little Queens.
Queen Potato.
No.
Potato Queens.
No.
No.
That's my vote.
Potato beans.
That was the closest Brandy we've ever come to an queens. Actual laugh track laugh on our track. Podcast.
Yeah.
Potato Queen sounds pretty good. Anyways, let's.
No, it doesn't.
Nobody likes Besties.
Well, I don't have to be one because I'm on the podcast.
Let's make
right?
our listeners decide.
Yeah,
right?
We don't. No, Besties is too.
Please, listeners, don't
life
disappoint
us. Life of a
us.
Teenage drama queen.
We're going to be like, let the listeners decide. No one's going to respond.
No, they already did.
When I was in San Francisco, I was with a couple out
again
there.
Again with the San Francisco story.
I thought it was in San Francisco.
No, this wasn't San Francisco. We drove down the coast, and we were in the
make
car.
Up your mind.
We were in a car together for like 14 hours straight, and they actually listened to...
That's the only time anybody would listen to our podcast.
I think they listened to...
14 hours straight?
Like seven or six
I'm
or
in the
seven
car
episodes.
For 14 hours.
I can't.
Did they like it? Did they like it?
It's impossible for
Mike,
me to tell a story.
Mike, did they like it?
It's impossible for me to tell a story.
Did they like it?
So anyways.
Shut up, Brett.
Did they like it?
Well, if you'd let me finish my story, you would have gotten that.
You have to start to learn
assert
how
yourself,
to talk
Mike.
Over people instead of just wait for everybody to shut up.
Excuse
nine
me.
Episodes in Mario's company and you haven't figured out how to do it. You
no.
haven't learned to think for
me. My word.
You interrupt me just as much as Mario does.
Yeah, but you still now. Didn't learn to respond anyways, even though he's talking.
Yes, they liked it.
Okay,
we
thank
to, like,
you.
We listened to one episode.
We would have been done 5 minutes ago.
And they were like, can I listen to another one, another
we
one,
don't
another
need
one. We
list.
Listened to like six of them in a row because they liked it so much. So we have new fans out there.
Wait, it was our podcast?
Who are these people?
Who are those people? That was Brit answer.
They're fans.
Applause.
They're potato
They're
heads.
Potato queens.
No, they're not potato queens.
They will be potato queens.
You may alienate a large portion of our fan base with that one.
I think we shouldn't do anything with queens in it.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
Potato king and queens.
Because we don't like the city. Or the
no.
whatever it is of
what
New
city?
York. Queens. Queens. It's right. not a city, but it's a...
Oh, we hate that city.
So if you have a vote, if you have a vote, fans, or if
that's
you have something
alienated
else,
two people
another suggestion, let us know.
Sorry, what was that, Mike? Were you trying to say something?
And with that, I'm done.
No. Say that again, Mike. I won't interrupt. I promise.
Yeah. We'll make you finish.
I have zero faith in either of you.
Good.
So little that I'm not even going to try.
We knew that.
Not even going to try.
Okay. Sounds good for me.
All no, right. we do appreciate the comments. and the kind words and people asking us to record another one.
You know, I gotta say that Alana was also a good way
to tell us. She was the one that commented.
We should do it again. So.
All right.
Okay.
Porpora.
It's 3 million degrees outside, so we're going to go in the pool.
Yes, we are.
Except for Mario,
he's not going to go in the pool because he refuses to go in the pool.
Well, because you guys are going to have no water if I go in. Oh, my goodness. So you guys have to decide.
Can we have a science lesson next time on water displacement?
Yeah.
Okay. We will.
We could find the exact volume of Mario. By the way, Bobby, really appreciate the purple elephant comment. Baby elephant.
I know. What was this elephant? Baby elephant?
Purple baby elephant.
I don't know if I want to be offended with that. I like elephants, though.
Yeah, but remember...
I do like elephants. forget the size.
I'm offended, but I do like elephants, thank you. But remember, he was giving his perception of you based on what you say about yourself.
Right, because he's never actually met
you. So he was saying you describe yourself as basically...
I think it's kind of right. If a purple baby elephant jumps in a pool, the water will go out.
I think we have another contradiction clip next time.
Why?
I would probably agree with you. No.
Yeah.
Yes, you will. Anyways, let's finish this thing.
All right.
If Mario says, then we have to stop.
Mario knows best. Episode 9.
What's the city you've been spending a lot of time at, though?
Weathersfield.
That's right.
I wanted you to say the major city.
Hartford.
Hartford. Yeah.
Connecticut.
But it has an H. I was just curious of how my...
I wanted to say Hartford.
Yeah, you don't say Hartford.
Hartford.
Probably
because
else,
I heard
though.
It so many times.
He probably just heard the word, didn't know it started with an H. Like, you know, if you hear a word before you see it...
I knew 100% it started with an H.
No, I mean, maybe you heard it before you
saw it.
Don't
try to make me sound idiot.
What? Am I spelling? Did you say idiot?
Is it bad?
It's not a thing.
You see why we have witnesses to what Mario said.
Mario, did you mean hideous?
Hideous is not a word?
Hideous?
Hideous is a word.
What are you saying again?
Was that making
hideous.
Me sound ugly?
Oh, I thought you said idiot.
You did say hideous.
Yeah, you did.
Sound like hideous.
You said idiot.
So he left the H off of hideous.
Exactly. I did not. Idiots, idiots, idiots.
Exactly. I did not.
Which is the perfect response
you
to that question.
You left the H off of hideous.
I hate you all.
So you're not going to tell us about this new job. Do you like it?
I love it. But I don't know. Yeah. I mean, how long is this podcast right now?